new violence erupts in the Central African Republic. Sat7 viewers are at risk in Iraq's meltdown. And Buckner shares lessons from humble beginnings. Find out how in today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The Central African Republic crisis continues. Another 20 people were killed this week, and the CAR's government is calling for an investigation into war crimes. Gospel Work needs your help, says Jim Hocking, who's an in-country partner with Living Water International and Reach Beyond.
We have six crews on the road almost constantly, trying to keep village wells pumping water across the country. We need the financial backing to continue to minister. They need our help.
We'll connect you at our website. The Reach Beyond radio station they're manning sends messages of reconciliation and gospel hope. These broadcasts are reaching villages throughout the country, but your prayers for reconciliation are needed. Pray villagers will take God's word to heart.
It's not moving forward right now because there's too much anger, too much hurt in the country, and we just have to pray daily for the Christians that are in the midst of this.
Next, in Africa, Gospel Sunday is fast approaching. Global Advance's David Shibley.
We're urging all participating churches on the fourth Sunday of June simply to preach a gospel message, give a clear invitation for people to receive Christ.
So what? In some parts of Africa, this will put a target on the church, especially in light of the 300+% increase in persecution in one area.
Historically, it's been a Christian area, but radical Islamic forces have come in, bombed several churches. Several Christians have died through violence. The pastors are discouraged.
Global Advance will serve this area with a frontline shepherds conference.
We're going to bring out several of the key pastors from that area. First of all, just to affirm, encourage, strengthen, and refresh them, but also to equip them to go back into the spiritual battle.
Summer plans are focused on resourcing the church in this region to evangelize and disciple. They'll need prayer cover. We'll tell you more at our website. This is Mission Network News. The lightning advance of jihadist fighters in Iraq shook the world this week. ISIS, the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, took Mosul, Tikrit, parts of Nineveh, and Kirkuk, and they're advancing on to Baghdad now. Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is voicing alarm. Their viewers in Iraq are among those at risk. Sat7 Arabic is calling on viewers to pray for them. Will you answer? There's a full analysis of the situation and prayer needs at missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, can computers change lives? Of course they can, and they do, whether it's good or bad. But Orphan Outreach is using computers to better the futures of children in Guatemala. Computer programs are teaching kids basic typing to long-term skills that will allow them to continue their education into secondary school, something less than one-third of the kids are doing now. Pray for these children that they'll give their hearts to Christ as they learn. To give, click on the link at our website. And God can turn tiny beginnings into immeasurable needs. Buckner International is several years into their summer Project Go mission program. Well, this year, 43 college students are experiencing Buckner's overseas work. Allison Van Diver of Buckner says,
I think that God moves through the work that Buckner does constantly and not just with our volunteers. And so our volunteers come, I think, to supplement that and to see what God is already doing in those countries.
Mission trips are opportunities for college students to learn about God's great compassion.
I think that a lot of students realize that college is a great time for them to be able to take a break from school and from their normal routine for the summer and be able to go do something like this. They know it's going to be life-changing.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to read real-life mission stories and grow stronger in your faith at the same time? Get your free copy of Voices in the Wilderness from Advancing Native Missions. 100 true stories of God's servants who are working in the hard places. It's a great resource to study by yourself or with your family. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.